Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila. Well, everybody, welcome to 2021. It has been a beautiful, beautiful summer at the beginning of 2021. And today, I've got my guest today is Rosemary Bennett. So Rosemary, she has been on the show before and we've had Rosemary here with Sue from Sustainable Papakura talking about the awesome things they are doing in Papakura. Rosemary is the Vice President on the board of Aotearoa African Foundation, which advocates for the well-being of African communities in Aotearoa and Africa through education, arts and political advocacy. Rosemary also teaches performing arts in African dance in South Auckland. And today, Rosemary is here to talk about Mrs. Universe Aotearoa New Zealand. Mrs. Universe New Zealand. Rosemary, welcome to Well with Anahila in our first show in 2021.
Thank you for having me.
So, Rosemary, how was your holiday?
Oh, amazing. It was good to have a rest.
Good to have, but did you have a rest? Because I see from your Facebook, in terms of Miss Universe 2021, it's Miss Universe or Mrs. Universe?
Mrs. Universe.
Mrs. Universe. Yes. So this year, Rosemary is a top finalist in the Mrs. Universe 2021 for New Zealand and is here to talk about her journey in the up-and-coming crowning of Mrs. Universe New Zealand. So, yeah, so the holiday was awesome. What inspired you to be a participant in Mrs. Universe?
It's just to encourage a lot of my people from the African community to do something like this. Mm. I just feel it's very difficult to advertise something if you don't actually join in and try it yourself. So it's hard to sell a product that you haven't experienced. So that's what I thought. Just experience it first. And I'm getting to the age of 50s, which is the final.
Right. So, you don't look 50. So you have to be under 50.
Yes, you have to be 55 and below.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Mrs. New Zealand. So how come, why do you think that is?
Is that Mrs. MRS?
Yeah, Mrs.
Yeah. That, I don't know. That's one of Anna's requirements, is that...
Yeah. So if you're over 55, too bad, you can't.
You can, yes.
All right, okay.
So I think I'll come up with one that starts from 55 to 80.
Yes, so... Yeah, so tell us about it. What happens? Do you have, what my little knowledge of pageant is that there are things that people have to do, maybe dancing or answer questions. What do you have to do? So you apply to be a participant?
Yes.
Yep. And the pageant? Yes.
So the pageant is you showcase the best clothing that you have. So we have different categories. We have like five categories. So you have the best in swimwear, the best in sportswear, your evening wear, and we have a New Zealand outfit as well. So you get a sash for every outfit that you're presenting, and it needs to be better than the other girls' ones.
Okay.
So you get points for that.
Oh, okay. Yes. And what else?
And the best is the three main crowns. So there's a crown for the Miss New Zealand 2021, and then there's Mrs. World 2021, and there's the Woman of the Universe 2021.
So it's just all in the same pageant?
Yes.
Okay.
So on Saturday the 16th, which is this Saturday, all those crowns will be given away to one of the candidates. And at the moment, we only three finalists. So hopefully, I'm hoping to get one of those crowns.
All right, so you're in the three. There are three finalists. So definitely you will get a crown.
I'm hoping
Oh, because, is that because one person can get all three crowns?
Yes, one person can get all three. So it depends on the judges. If one person is getting all the points for all the outfits that the judges are looking for, or is confident and walks well and presents himself well on stage, they get points for that.
Okay.
So it's possible that, you know, you can have a bad day. I'm hoping not, so.
So tell us, what was the fun thing for you in this pageant?
I think it's fun just hanging out with the girls and also just the events that we've had. It's nice to meet different people. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun doing that.
And And I know that you sew and you make your own outfits. So tell us about your outfit, one of the outfits that you've sewn.
So the Maori outfit, well, I should call it New Zealand outfit, but we try and focus on the Maori attire kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I have sewn my own.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to what the judges will think of it, because I think I did a good job on it.
Mm-hmm. Did you, where did you get the inspiration for your outfit? Did you ask someone, or you just came up with it?
I'll be honest with you. I think a lot of the Maori outfits are very similar to the African outfits. So it became very easy in my mind to create something that's going to suit both my personality as an African person and also as a person of a New Zealand citizen.
I'll be keen to I can't wait till Saturday to see your post on I'll be keeping an eye on that outfit. So what are the other ladies like? Are they from all over Auckland? So as I said before, we've met through Sustainable Papakura in Papakura.
Yes.
And that you're out and about with these ladies. Where are they from, around Auckland or outside of Auckland? Or
so the final three, the one is a South African, she lives in Tauranga. The other one is from Fiji, and she lives in Auckland, somewhere in Auckland, not sure. And then I represent South Auckland, Papakura Takalini. So we all are from different regions.
Well, thank you, Rosemary. To our listeners, it's Well with Anahila for a first session for 2021, and we're kicking it off with a fun conversation with Rosemary Bennett. Rosemary is the Vice President on the board of Aotearoa African Foundation, and she's competing in the Mrs. Universe New Zealand, which she's a finalist, and that is happening in the Playhouse in Glen Eden. This Saturday. So, Rosemary, Ken, if people are listening and they want to come along and see how it is, do people buy tickets or what?
Yes.
Is your ticket? Yeah.
So you can go on to the Mrs. Universe 2021 Facebook page or their website, and you will find a link to buy the tickets. The tickets are $50 per person, and it's pretty easy to just find the link on there and buy a ticket.
And are you online? Are people on Facebook? Can they can contact you on Facebook? Or
yes, you can also contact me, Rosemary Bennett, on Facebook. I also go with Masafinia's Corner, which is the food van that I run, and a lot of people will know me from Masafinia's Corner. Yes, so you can also join me on that. And I've been encouraging a lot of people to text me, and I will get tickets through. They can pay me, and then I get tickets for them, because then we get to sit together. All the supporters will be sitting in one place. So I'll be buying my next lot of tickets on Thursday, which is tomorrow.
Yes.
So if you're keen on tickets, just message me and I'll send you my bank account, and then you can sit with the rest of the other supporters. We've already got at least 20 supporters that have come along, so I'm pretty excited about that.
So in terms of your role with the Aotearoa African Foundation, will they be coming along to support you?
Yes.
On Saturday? Are they part of the 20-odd?
Yeah. Yes, some of them are part of the 20. Yeah. Some of them are still on holiday.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the holiday period, a lot of people have been just doing what they can do with their time. But so we haven't quite got back together, but I do have a few that will be joining us. Yeah.
So you're African. Which part of Africa are you from?
I'm from Zimbabwe originally. Yes.
Zimbabwe. What's the greeting in Zimbabwe? I know there's many languages, but what's the one that you use?
So I speak the native language of Shona.
Shona.
And in our language we say Moroi Makadi.
Moroi Makadi.
Yes.
And is that similar to Kia ora?
Yes.
All right.
So it's Moroi Makadi.
Moroi Makadi.
So hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Yeah,
oh,
Kia ora.
All right. Tell us about what does the foundation do, the Aotearoa African Foundation. What do you do?
The foundation is encouraging small businesses of ethnic communities to rally together. Mm. So a lot of little businesses have popped up, and sometimes you don't have support. Mm. So what we encourage people is to join AAF. Then we get like a team of people to help you. Like, for example, if you have an event or you want to promote some of your products, AAF will come and rally behind you. So it's just a way of just helping the community and growing each other. And also we also concentrate a lot on the youth. Our youth in New Zealand are getting lost. Some of them have forgotten the culture. So we try and encourage that through food, drumming, dance performances and things like that.
Yeah, and how many Africans are out here that you know of that are part of the African Aotearoa African Foundation?
Our group is still pretty small because we only started at the end of the of last year, and also through COVID, we didn't quite get a lot of people. So we've only got 30 people as members at the moment, but we do have a lot of following. So hopefully this year we'll be able to engage with more people.
Okay. Yeah. You talk about the young people, and I know that I've seen you advertise dancing and any performances coming up in the first quarter of 2021?
Well, I was having one this weekend. There was a four-day fun event, but I can't get take the girls there because I'm busy with the pageant. So our next event will be the 27th of February. It will be Saturday.
And that event is
That event will be at Masafinya's.
Okay,
so it will be the first time the girls will rejoin each other and start dancing again. Yes, and I do have a lot of support with the Moana group, which is I don't know how to say their name properly, but they are Maori group. Cook Islander group, and they also help me a lot. They actually join in the dance. They know how to do the dance performances. So whenever I'm short of my girls, I always have their girls.
The Cook Island
kids. Yes, the Cook Island kids, and they're amazing. They're really good to work with.
So what would you like to see the African community in Papakura this year? What do you like to see African community
I'd like to see them unite a little bit more because, to be honest, I've been in Papakura for quite a while, and I feel I haven't really connected with the local Africans in Papakura. So that is one of my missions this year, is to actually, you know, just get sort of like a group that can actually, we are from Papakura, and be proud and and work together.
Because I know that we are part of the, you and I are part of the garden community, garden project. I was just thinking, is that a way that you could get more Africans involved? And, you know, once we harvest, we could see some African dishes.
Yes, that's true. Yes, I did notice when I came to the last gardening thing, there was no Africans as well at all. And yet Africans are really good with farming and gardening, especially Zimbabweans. So I think it's because it's lack of knowledge. I don't think they know about it as much. So that's one of the main projects that I would like to work on, is to be a voice for those African people, to show them there is things to do, because a lot of people are saying, oh, they're bored, they don't have much to do. Help out in the community. There's a lot of things you can do to make you feel good about helping someone else.
Most definitely. And at the Rollison Garden, Community Gardens in Papakura.
It's awesome.
Rosemary and I, we have a garden plot, and hopefully it's growing out there. I haven't been.
The
beauty about being part of a community garden is that other people will look after your garden for you if you are if you're not there. So, in terms of the COVID lockdowns earlier last year, did you reach out any connection with the African community during that time? Or?
Yes, I did reach out a lot. I had a lot of connection with Sikh.
Takanini Sikh Temple?
Yes. And they helped me out with a lot of food hampers and boxes. So I used to go around to all the mothers that can't drive. They don't they don't have any form of transport to actually go out and get some food. So I did a lot of box deliveries during lockdown.
You yourself, did you utilize the COVID relief fund, or did you go through the Sikh, Daljeet at the Sikh community?
I went through the SIC mainly because with AAF, because we had just started before the lockdown, we didn't have funds to utilize any of our own funds. So I went through a lot of, like, one guy, Nick, his name is Nick. He also just contributed with other things like vegetables and stuff like that. So there was a lot of help from other people.
So did the community know where to go and get help during the Elite Level 4 and 3 lockdowns?
I don't think so. There was only one place in Mount Eden that was helping out, but the African communities, sometimes they don't have a lot of support. They've only started stepping out now. You know, a lot of people seem to think that they don't. Africans have an attitude to say, if you're being helped, you're desperate.
Oh, okay.
So they have a bad attitude to think, oh, if I get groceries from somebody else, it's low for them. It's too low class or whatever.
All right. So it's
changing their mindset. We need to change their mindset that if you're getting help from someone, it's because they care, not because they're belittling you or making you feel like you're not worthy to work for yourself.
Okay. Okay. Where can people get a hold of you?
So I'm on Facebook as Masafinia's Corner, and also Rosemary Bennett on Facebook. And I'm based in Papakura, which is 237 Airfield Road. And I also have an office in Mount Roskill, 1248 Dominion Road. That's where AAF is based. So just a phone call away, and I'll come to you if I can.
Okay, all right. So just getting back to the African understanding of help, that it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah.
So what if, let's just say someone's neighbor is African and they just want to check in to see how they are, how would they go about approaching, offering help or asking for help even?
It's really... difficult. For me personally, I think the best way to assist these people is to go through the churches.
Okay.
Because then they know what the situation is. Some of these Africans, they actually don't want to be. I think sometimes it's got a lot to do with immigration.
Okay.
Maybe their status is not in a good position. So they hide.
Okay.
So if you approach the churches and you want to help an African family, I think that's the best way, because they'll have a lot more information than you just knocking on a door because a person is of African culture.
Okay. Basically, go to the churches.
I think churches or even the African communities like ourselves, Ultra African Foundation, and there's also a coffee. It's also a part of an African...
A coffee?
A coffee.
Okay, well, what's that?
A coffee is an African community's forum. So they have a lot of conversations about what is needed, where it's needed. So you can find them on Facebook as well.
Well, thank you, Rosemary. You're not just a candidate, a contestant at the pageant. You're doing all these wonderful things, helping out in the community and socializing, really, Africans with other people. Because that's why I've seen you in most community events, and it's good to see you out there. So that we're aware of each other, of who's in the community, all the things that sustainable Papakura at the gardens. It's good seeing everybody out and about. But let's get back to the pageant. What are you looking forward to in the pageant? Of course, winning. Apart from winning, crowning Mrs. World New Zealand or Mrs. Universe New Zealand. Yeah, what are you looking forward to?
I am excited about showcasing, as I said, some of the clothing that I've designed myself. And also, of course, I would love to take away one of the crowns. The favorite one I would like is Woman of the Universe.
Woman of the Universe.
Yes, yeah, I think that will suit me better. So hopefully...
Why world? You know, go universe. Well. Not Mrs. World, but Mrs. Universe.
I'm excited about showcasing. Also, we got a bit of talent show that we're doing, and we got domestic violence PowerPoint promotion that we're also going to showcase
on the day.
The Miss Universe pageant is focused a lot on domestic violence, which is we're finding is really common in around the world, and in New Zealand it's starting to get pretty bad, especially amongst our young people. So we're advocating for we work with Shine. So I think Shine looks after the refugee, Women's Refuge, and we're trying to work with the women and also the youth.
Just thinking about it's a platform for, it's more than just a pageant. More than just a pageant in terms of your reaching out to women with family violence and knowing what's out there. And is this the first one or...?
I believe this will be going, it has been going for a while. It's the first time I've entered, but I'm sure Anna has been running it for the past 3 years, I think. So personally, I think it's the first African.
Oh, you're the first African. And I know that there is a, on Facebook, that people can vote for you. Is that something... That they can do, or
so the voting process is gone. Yes, it's finished, and one of the ladies has won. So the search for that one was the popular Miss Popularity. So she's one of the girls have already won that Noli. Which is fine. There's still a lot of more sessions to come on the day.
Well, you've got one here. It's got Mrs. Universe New Zealand candidate 2021. So it's MUNZ, Munz. So what is it? So you said there is a talent show there on Saturday night. Are you performing? Or are you?
Yes. So we all have to showcase a talent. So it can be either through dance, a poem, or any performance that you think.
What's your talent? Are you going to share with us your talent, or are you going to keep that a secret?
I have a poem. I'm sort of like a little bit of a storyteller, a little bit like that. So I don't really have a lot of talents that I could showcase on stage, because my talents are more of event planning and getting people organized. And, you know, so if I was put on the spot there, I had to find something. So hopefully that will work.
All right. So a poem that you composed and wrote yourself?
Yes, I just put some stuff together made it work.
Well, thank you, Rosemary. It's interesting just talking with people in with Anahila. It is about well-being and hearing what you do out in the community. I've seen you out and about, whether it's sustainable papakura or at the community gardens or dance, organising the kids to have African dance around papakura. But... what do you do for well-being, or what's something that is just for Zimbabweans, really? What do they do for well-being? Most people think that for their well-being they need to go and see someone, pay someone to do it, but usually it's what works is the things that doesn't cost money. So tell us about what do Zimbabweans.
For us personally, it's just chilling. So we like socializing. We like to dance. We like to have, as you say, people around. So we're not so much kind of people that will go for a pampering nails. We sort of like prefer to share that. If you got that spare time, you're sort of like, oh, who can I visit? Where can I go and chill out? Who can I chill out with? And and then we carry our food. And so it's a culture that's very similar to Polynesians, Maori. They like to hang out.
Laugh. Listen to music.
Just lifts you, especially the laughing. You just come up with all these jokes and you remember home. So that's us,
Your favorite African dish?
Yes.
What's your favorite dish?
So it's called sadza. So that's a corn, a white corn, and it's mashed up. And then we have that normally with kale.
Kale,
And just any sort of meat, chicken, beef, We do a lot of barbecues.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's one thing we like to do. So that's why sometimes at Masafinyas I have one every month. Our next one's being the 27th of February. Every month at the end of the month we will have one where the people can come. Anyone comes there. I have a vast different nationalities that come to Masafinyas. And they love it because we just produce, as we say, the girls dance. We have drummers that come along. We have a lot of barbecuing going on. We have DJ music. And it's just a lovely fun day once a month.
Well, I'm definitely going to
pop in one day.
Pop into one of those fun days. And hopefully it's a day that I can do it. Rosemary, I think we're about coming to an end of our talk today. We'll give you a couple of minutes to say something, anything you'd like to share with the community about your journey into Mrs. New Zealand pageant or Masafinya or whatever's happening in with Rosemary for 2021.
Well, firstly, I'd like to invite everybody Saturday the 16th of January. That starts at 6 p.m. Kickoff should be 6:30. It's at Glen Eden Playhouse Theatre. Tickets are still going online. And also, if there's still some tickets left, we will be selling tickets at the door. But don't leave it for last minute. You never know. You know, you might miss out on a good show. We do have a lot of talent and we going on the evening. We have performances. We have dancers. Besides us modeling the six outfits, we have a lot more entertainment for you on the night. So, yeah, please come along and support.
And your number for people to contact you if you does our email or Facebook, Rosemary Bennett on Facebook.
Rosemary Bennett on Facebook. And my number is 021-256-1160.
Oh, thank you, Rosemary. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for socializing the African culture and sharing the African culture with the rest of us in the community. I encourage you to do that. I wish you all the best for Saturday. So it is this weekend, Mrs. Universe New Zealand. It is at the Playhouse Theatre in Glen Eden. And arrive there at 6 for a 6:30 start. Yes. Oh, just one thing, Africans like Tongans. Like if you say something, say it's 6 and they turn up at 8.
Do you know what? I've been telling all my friends 5 o'clock.
Five o'clock. All the Africans and Tongans out there, it's 5 o'clock. That way they'll get there on time. And that was, thank you for sharing your journey with us and your culture. And, that was Well with Anahila, first show in 2021. Rosemary Bennett, you've been listening to Anahila, and Rosemary Bennett, who's the Vice President on the board of Aotearoa African Foundation. She is a contestant or candidate in the Mrs. Universe 2021 New Zealand. Well, have a great day out there, everybody, and welcome to 2021. Ka kite anō.